the Otway Health Check, brought to you by, guess what, Otway Health. And today in the studio, I have Lou. Hi, Lou.
Hi, Bob.
Fanny.
Yes.
Yes. Lauren Jenkins.
Hello.
And
Rosie.
Rosie.
Hello.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
And Rosie, you're a
student nurse.
A student nurse.
Yep.
I'm just get you to turn the microphone and talk right down the nose of it. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
You're a student nurse.
Yep.
Where are you from?
From Melbourne, Werribee.
From Werribee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not quite as far to go home, is it?
Kind of.
So how long have you been studenting at Otway Health?
I'm just for a week as a placement, community placement.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 So that's an exciting and different kind of thing to be doing.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, learning a lot. Yeah.
Good, eh? as long as you get to do some interesting stuff.
I've done a couple of quite interesting stuff.
Yeah, good.
It's very educating.
Yeah. So you're working, so do you see much of Brad Pickering? Is the
he's good.
Yeah, he loves to set a little challenge and and take you to the next level of knowledge, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Now, Lou, what are we talking about today? Oh, and Lauren, sorry.
Oh no, take it away, Lou.
We are, I think, today talking about health coaching.
Health coaching. All right. So, is this some new trendy, fangled thing? Is it?
Absolutely.
Well, kind of, yeah.
I read something about clean food the other day. I'd never heard of it, but apparently it's a thing.
Definitely a thing.
Clean food. I wash my hands. I mean, what? Okay, so health coaching. All right, who's leading this to start with?
Well, Lauren and I will just tag off one another, I think, but she might kick it off.
Okay.
With just telling you what it is.
Yep.
So health coaching, pretty much it's adopted from a concept in the States where it's designed to keep people healthy at home and prevent them from coming into urgent care for chronic disease conditions, which do take up a lot of our time and resources. And obviously chronic conditions are difficult to manage at home. So health coaching just helps a person steer their own health to achieve their own goals and therefore manage it a bit more effectively.
Okay, so this is somebody who's got, I don't know, some condition or other,
asthma?
Asthma
COPD,
or
diabetes, high blood pressure.
Blood pressure thing going on, yep. And so
they can come into Otway Health to see myself as a health coach.
Yep.
And we basically sit there and have a discussion about their life and where the barriers are for them to have a happy, healthy life. If they feel that, you know, if they have asthma and they want to play sport more often, how can we engage them into the health system to prevent them from coming into urgent care and to manage their asthma better? So that may include being referred onto a respiratory nurse, an exercise physiologist. There's a whole range of health professionals within the health coaching program, including myself as a diabetes educator.
A dietitian.
Yep. We have Diana Dioria come down from Timboon, who's a well-known dietitian to Otway Health now. And we also have a respiratory nurse, Campbell Craig, who's our exercise physiologist. He leads group classes as well as individual consultations with Lou. So it's a holistic approach we can manage someone's health better, but it's about their own goals. So we're not dictating. It's not prescriptive. It's about somebody just wanting to achieve something in their own life.
So this is a little country hospital doing what it can to keep people out of hospital.
Yeah,
really.
Pretty much.
Essentially.
If we've got these lifelong chronic conditions, we need to be able to manage them happily, so to speak, without feeling that we need to rebound back into hospital, you know, every 3 months with a flare-up. This health coaching really engages the consumer to control their own health. It's their own goals. It's not ours.
So do you do a bit of work around getting people or helping people to kind of accept that they're going to have to make some adjustments? I mean, with, you know, in between your ears rather than what you're eating or what exercise you're doing. I know that, you know, I'm not meant to eat nuts, for instance. I love nuts.
Yeah, see, that can be difficult at times, but we can always put in some strategies and alternatives to see if there's something else that will satisfy you along the same
level. So when you reach for a nut, you go, oh, no, I'll have a...
I'm nuts for having nuts.
I'm nuts for having nuts. I'll have a bit of carob instead or whatever.
So those habits are really hard and, you know, it's... not exclusive to you. We all go through that in some aspect of our life. So it's just about managing it, not isolating it completely and not abstaining from it, but knowing consequences if you do have the nut and how else can we manage this.
So this is a program that identifies, so you spend time with people identifying what their current habits are, what their current lifestyle is like.
Yeah, and where they actually want to enhance their life, where they see the problem, not where I do as a health professional.
And also where what they're doing negatively or positively, I suppose, impacts on their health, on the asthma attack or the trouble with the knee or whatever it is you're having. Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the biggest contributors and byproducts of chronic illness is social isolation.
Mm.
So for somebody who's experiencing, for example, chronic pain, for them to go out and be physically active in a group isolates them completely.
Mm.
So we want to break down that wall of that perceived barrier and see what we can do to manage that and engage them better into the community or whatever it is they want to do.
Yep.
But it's about overcoming those barriers.
Okay. All right. And it's called...
Health coaching.
Health coaching.
Yes.
And I suppose there's stuff on the Otway Health website about it? And
there is, but your best option is to phone Otway Health, 5237 8500, and speak
with
reception. Done.
5237 8500 or 00, depending on which church you went to.
And just inquire about the health coaching program.
Health coaching.
The consultations with a health coach are free.
Okay.
To see me, and also for diabetes, there's also a free service. It's a $9.80 fee to see the exercise physiologist, or the dietitian, or the respiratory nurse.
Yeah, and of course, Lou's $1,000 a pop.
She is. But that's the amazing service that she provides.
Well, I come in and assist with our exercise physiologist, Campbell Craig, who's here fortnightly on a Monday, and he sees you either individually as needed, working on your specific, helping you with your specific illness, your goals and so on, and he may feed you into a group exercise program he has at the gym, and so I take care of that every fortnight that he's not here.
Okay. And this is a plan for mostly older people or all ages? What?
No age limit. So basically we would say that if you're over 18, just to
so
as long as you have a chronic illness, you pretty much qualify for the program.
Yep.
So if you're unsure whether you meet the needs or the criteria of the program, just phone Otway Health and I'm free to speak to people about what they'd like to achieve out of the program and if they qualify for it. If people don't qualify, which is very rare, we can always look at other alternatives as to how we can engage them.
Okay. And what about mental health? What about people that are, I'd love to go out with people, but I'm really shy. I really find it hard to get out. Can you kind of assist with that stuff as well? Is it?
Yeah, so it's very difficult for some people to come into the hospital for their consults. So we do at-home consults if needed for those reasons and support people at home. We also work very closely with Apollo Bay General Practice. And I encourage a lot of my clients to liaise with their GP about the health coaching program so that we have their mental health taken care of at the same time, whether that be a mental health plan or just debriefing with the GP, so that we're all on the same page and working towards one goal for the client.
And do you need an actual diagnosis to get health coaching? Do you need a bit of paper that says, yeah, you've got asthma or crooked knee or whatever?
You don't necessarily need the piece of paper, but yes, we do need a formal diagnosis.
Okay.
So particularly for diabetes and high blood pressure. Generally, people are on blood pressure medication. We can figure out where people stand in terms of chronic illness.
So if I pop by and say, look, I like to cut the grass, but every time I do, I get these chest pains, you'd send me down.
I wouldn't be bringing you into the health coaching program. You'd be going straight to urgent care or to the doctors.
but then you'd sort out what the problem was.
Yeah.
And then once you knew what you're dealing with, then you're up for some health coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. So any acute problems have been identified in the program so far, and we generally get on top of those straight away, and then we work straight back into the health coaching program, which is a perfect opportunity when people have had those nasty scares to actually see where they want to head with their health and how we can help them do it.
So it's been going for a little while.
It's been going since July 2017. It's funded under the Primary Health Networks. So we're coming up for a review about the program and looking to extend it over the next 12 months.
And so how many people have you had in the program up to now, roughly?
We have individuals that do one-on-one consultations. We have about 60 enrolled to date, but that doesn't include the number of people that are enrolled into the group exercise programs.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
And you're looking for more customers.
Absolutely. We love more customers.
Health coaching with Lauren and sometimes Lou, but not often with you. So how long are you here for?
Just a week. Tomorrow's my last day.
Your last day? Yeah. So they'll throw a party for you.
Oh,
absolutely. Well. Cake.
They'll give you a bit of cake and shove you on the bus.
Oh,
after the diabetes clinic.
Did you come down on the bus?
No, my dad dropped me off.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dads are pretty useful sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is 3ABR, the Apollo Bay Health Check, and we're going to play some music and be back in a minute.
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11:30 a.m.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
The Forum is on May the 6th.
It'll be an open workshop to really get a vision happening, and we're looking at all sorts of creative ways to make that occur.
The Forum is on May the 6th.
Libby Riches, who many in the town will know, will be facilitating it.
10:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Apollo Bay Community Centre in Whelan Street. And that's sometimes referred to as the senior sits, but it's becoming a community centre, really. It's in transition itself.
It is. We've got a really active committee, a steering group, really, behind it. So they'll all be there and involved as well.
That's Cathy Donovan from Transition Towns. Libby Riches is the convener. The date is May the 6th. Don't forget it. Be there if you can. You'll walk away feeling proud of your community. I guarantee it. This is 3ABR. It is 3ABR. This is the Otway Health Check. And I'm in the studio. It's a funny day today with Lauren and Lou and Rosie. Speak up, Rosie. Does exercise help your brain, Lou?
Well, I guess you're segueing to very nicely is using exercise to help you manage stress, which can be part of everyone's life, really, but particularly too if you have a chronic illness as well too. So it plays a part of it with helping you relax, cope with the pain, set up a daily routine for yourself and whatnot. How am I going, Lauren?
Yeah, you're great. With the exercise component of health coaching, which is where Lou focuses on with Campbell, we basically aim for a 1% of change in somebody's life to make it achievable. When we look at our life, if we can change the 1% for better, then health outcomes are improved tenfold.
So that means if I can walk up, you know, 10 stairs before I start getting winded now, your goal is to walk up 11 or, you know, to just do a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And just to really acknowledge those goals and those achievements, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody develops habits over time, and it's generally the, you know, the worse off habits that lead us to chronic illness in the first place, or sometimes not so much, but the aim of it is just to make the changes very achievable so we don't have disappointments, and everybody knows how hard it is to try and change. So to break it down and make it simple and be supported by health professionals is, yeah.
So the idea of exercise is not what we think about with
high impact aerobics
or big heavy weights or going until you fall into your sweat buckets, we
can look at it as just to help you, I guess, muscular wise to because you can, with lack of, when you start doing any kind of movement or challenge, it can be quite tough and cause pain and discomfort. So if you keep your muscles conditioned, they can become also quite tense too if you're coping and managing with constant pain. So stretching and gently moving those and mobilising helps get rid of that build-up of lactic acid that builds up in the muscles. It can help with our sleep. Therefore, when you're overtired, everything is much harder.
Yeah, absolutely.
your pain is bigger.
Yep.
Your stress load is bigger. Even the smallest thing kind of amounts to a big thing in your day. So it just kind of helps with that management as well.
And there's overwhelming evidence, so I've read, about backs that, if it's extreme, you know, a day on the couch or in bed might be all right, but really stopping moving is the last thing to do with
absolutely.
The back. You've just got to keep it mobile.
Yes. And there'd be gentle prescribed exercises for you to move through that, especially if it is a chronic phase, and then you'd work at strengthening and, you know, supportive way to build the muscles to keep you posturally
build
correct.
All those belly things
so that, yeah, that's it.
Yes, that's right, get the core thing going on. And you're, I mean, from personal experience, for a fact, a little bit of achievement in that area makes a huge difference, you know, I mean,
to your outlook as well too, how you see things. That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, and you walk taller.
Exactly.
So, everybody that has a problem, it could be a bad back, could be asthma, could be, you know, diabetes, could be anything, high blood pressure. What we need is to ring Otway Health and get a
referral into health coaching.
Health coaching.
So the referral can be self referral, GP referral, friend referral.
Yep.
So if we have all different programs suitable for everyone's needs. So we have our active balance programs that Lou runs and exercise programs, which are separate to health coaching. But if somebody doesn't qualify for health coaching individually, we certainly can tailor something or send them along the right path in order for them to achieve health outcomes.
Okay.
Positive ones.
And probably it's worth saying that, you know, the www and the Facebook and all the rest of it is full of, well, some useful information and a lot of misinformation about what you need to do for good health, and lots of helpful information about all the little pills and things that you can buy and gadgets that work to build this muscle or do that. However, if you want professional advice, if you want to get the proven information about and you want it tailored to what your condition is, what your age is and what your challenges are, then you really do need to
visit a health coach. 5237 8500.
There you go, you've done this before. yeah. And as you gather by this chat this morning, it's easy, it's relaxed and it's friendly. No white coats in the room.
No, we can have walking meetings. We can come into people's homes. It's very relaxed and informal.
Fantastic. So get yourself a health coach if you have any challenges at all around around dealing with a health issue. Lou, there's some housekeeping we need to do before we wrap this one up.
Just the our upcoming visiting services, Bob, is really. So we've got physiotherapy every Monday and Tuesday, which you just call reception.
Yep.
Choice podiatry, and they're next here on the 4th and 5th of June. And they're, will I give you their number?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
It's 1300 793 628. Our Diana, our dietitian, comes once a month on a Wednesday. For that, you can just call in at reception as well, and we can hook you up with her. Australian Hearing are next here on the 1st and the 15th of June. And to book with them, it's 5233 9100. Eye Care to You on the 18th of May, and you need to call them directly also. That's 1300 882 374. And the health coaching, you would call, as Lauren mentioned, our reception on 5233 7850. And if you didn't get any of those numbers, call reception anyway, and we've got them all.
Call reception, check the Otway Health Facebook page or the Otway Health website. Thank you, linesman. Thank you, ball boys.
Thank you.
Been great chatting this morning. This has been the Otway Health Check.